Welcome to the Dialogues Podcast, brought to you by the Center for Asian American Christianity at Princeton Theological Seminary. This podcast features the voices of Asian American scholars, ministry leaders, and activists in an ongoing dialogue about theology and ministry. We provide Asian American ministry leaders with a forum for dialogue, support, and critical reflection on ministry by Asian Americans, especially in Asian American ecclesial contexts.
Welcome to our 2024 Mental Health Conference, titled Intergenerational Wholeness for Asian Americans, Integrative Approaches to Christian Spiritual and Mental Health Formation. My name is Dr. David Chow. I am the director of the Center for Asian American Christianity at Princeton Theological Seminary. The mission of Princeton Seminary is to prepare women and men to serve Jesus Christ in ministries marked by faith, integrity, scholarship, competence, compassion, and joy, equipping them for leadership worldwide in congregations and the larger church, in classrooms and the academy, and in the public arena. The CAAC seeks to embody the mission of PTS and the CAAC's particular engagement with Asian American Christianity, theology, and ministry. I would like to introduce the president of Princeton Theological Seminary, Jonathan Walton, who became president this past year in 2023. Dr. Walton is trained as a social ethicist whose scholarship focuses on the intersection of evangelical Christianity, mass media, and political culture. He is the author of two books, Watch This, The Ethics and Aesthetics of Black Tele-Evangelism, and A Lens of Love, Reading the Bible in Its World for Our World. Dr. Walton earned his Doctor of Philosophy and Master of Divinity from PTS. Prior to his appointment at PTS, he served as Dean of Wake Forest University's School of Divinity, where he occupied the presidential chair in religion and society, and as the Plummer Professor of Christian Morals and PC Minister in the Memorial Church at Harvard University. Dr. Walton is married to the former Cicely Klein, a children's book author, and they are the parents of three children, Zora Neale, Elijah Mays, and Baldwin Klein. Due to a schedule conflict, President Walton is unable to share these words of welcome in person, but he did record them for us.
Greetings. I'm Jonathan Lee Walton, the president of Princeton Theological Seminary, and it is my privilege to welcome you to this incredible gathering, Intergenerational Wholeness for Asian Americans. Whether you're here with us on our beautiful campus or connecting with us from afar, we thank you for taking the time to participate in this valuable and vital conversation. Now, just 2 years ago, a coalition of the nation's leading pediatric health experts, including the American Academy of Pediatrics, the Children's Hospital Association, and the American Academy of Child and Adolescent Psychiatry, issued a stark warning. They declared a national emergency in the mental health crisis among young people in this nation. Yet this warning did not necessarily speak to the particularities of communities of color in this country, particularly immigrant communities. Consider warnings from the World Health Organization regarding the mental health of migrant and immigrant populations. Challenges encountered before, during, and after migration adversely impact the mental health and well-being of multiple generations. Depression, anxiety, and post-traumatic stress disorder are notably higher among populations exposed to these adversities, and such stress invariably impacts the familial bonds and the cultural DNA of subsequent generations. This is the reason that this conference is not just timely, but crucial. The Center for Asian American Christianity, under the energetic and inspiring leadership of Dr. David Chow, offers us a critical and constructive space to explore these complexities. Through shared narratives, rigorous research, and courageous dialogue, this conference aims to deepen our understanding and enhance our practices, and thus enrich our moral leadership and our Christian witness. Your participation, your insights, your contributions are invaluable as we navigate these pressing issues together. So thank you for being a part of this conversation. Thank you for your commitment to fostering mental and spiritual health across generations. And thank you for being here with us at Princeton Seminary. May your time with us prove both enduring and transformative, not just for you, but for the precious communities that we serve. We are so glad that you're here. One love.
I want to thank President Walton for his very wise and insightful words of welcome. So in my opening remarks, after some general comments, I will talk about the themes that orient this year's mental health conference, and then move into the schedule and logistics for today as well as tomorrow. We had a strong turnout at last year's mental health conference, and when we sent out the SurveyMonkey after last year's event, we asked for your feedback to help shape future events. You all told us you wanted more topics that sat adjacent to mental health or that incorporated mental health themes in such areas as parenting, discipleship, spiritual formation, church ministries, and leadership. We listened to your feedback by expanding our one-day mental health conference to 2 days. And on the second day, we created 3 workshop tracks on a wide array of mental health related topics. Overall, the theme is focused on wholeness for Asian American Christians from both mental health and spiritual formation perspectives. Moreover, as there was more confidence that we were moving into a post-pandemic posture, the CAAC started doing more hybrid events. Sometimes we have speakers in person on our campus. Sometimes we have our speaker virtually with in-person attendees gathered on campus to engage with the virtual speaker. The CAAC wants to strengthen its relationship with local area pastors who can attend events in person. We are glad to see you all in person for those who could commute to the Princeton Seminary campus. At the same time, we are thrilled for those who can join us virtually from across the world. We have registrants from across the U.S., Canada, East Asia, South Asia, Southeast Asia, as well as Africa. Dr. Easton Law from the Overseas Ministry Studies Center and I have been conducting oral history interviews of first-generation East Asian American Christians as part of a research grant funded by the Louisville Institute. In listening to the stories of Korean, Mandarin, Cantonese, and Taiwanese ethnic communities, with some of these interviews conducted in their mother tongue, it is clear that there is a wealth of experience and wisdom in the faith journeys of the older generation. These faith journeys traverse space and time, often filled with war, loss, suffering, struggle, sacrifice, as well as resilience, worship, ministry, service. In our interviews, we cannot overstate the impact and even trauma associated with geopolitical struggles that affect the migration of the older generation. From these oral history interviews and the broader fieldwork I have undertaken, we understand how their lives intersect with the Korean War in the 1950s and subsequent rule by military dictatorship, British colonialism in India, Spanish and U.S. colonialism in the Philippines, the 40 years of white terror in Taiwan, the Cultural Revolution in mainland China, the Communist Revolution in mainland China, the Vietnam War, political instability in Myanmar, and more recent Communist Party influence in Hong Kong local affairs, just to name a few. Migration is often closely tied to geopolitical and social circumstances beyond our control, but that affect our quotidian existence. Pastors, ministry leaders, counselors, and mental health care providers would do well to understand these dynamics, not only among the older generation, but the shockwaves or aftermarket effects that migration and the loss associated with migration would have upon subsequent family members. Loss and trauma cut to the heart very quickly. And this conference examines the stories of Asians who migrate to the U.S. Moreover, I have attended many ministry conferences and spoken with faith leaders in church and parachurch spaces across a number of denominations and ethnic groups. Several observations have emerged that help shape the themes of this 2024 mental health conference. Migration and racialization together shape the experience and identity of Asians in the U.S. The compounding effect of migration and racialization come together in the 1965 Hart-Celler Act, which effectively repealed the 1882 Chinese Exclusion Act through two specific conditions. Migrants from Asia were allowed legal entry to the U.S. during the mid-1960s through the criteria of skilled labor and family reunification. Skilled labor often requires higher levels of education or professional skill. The reason why so many Asian immigrants to the U.S. after 1965 have college or graduate degrees has less to do with how smart and hardworking Asians are, a racial stereotype known as the model minority myth, and more to do with a specific piece of U.S. federal legislation that hyper-selected, highly educated, and professional skilled laborers needed to supercharge the technology boom of the 1960s with the race to the moon and nationwide economic investment in the building of computer technology. It is not as if most folks in China or India at the time were good at math. The vast majority from places such as China or India were peasants or farmers and not science and technology laborers. This racialized form of hyper-selective migration then has downstream effects upon the kinds of Asian churches that exist today, such as those churches with highly educated church members who are upper middle class. If you wonder why so many of our Asian churches in the U.S. have a disproportionate number of engineers, scientists, doctors, nurses, and tech folks, you can trace the origins back to the skilled labor criterion of the 1965 Hart-Celler Act. Alternatively, and this is quite important given the diversity, class diversity of Asian America, migration patterns related to family reunification or refugee experiences also affect church life in different ways, with Asian churches in urban contexts serving undocumented workers, restaurant employees, small business laborers, etc. The larger point here is to understand how the structures of migration and racialization affect Asian family and church life in the U.S. Moreover, the historical pattern of migration sets up different generational conflicts and tensions. When the first generation stays in the U.S., they often get married and have kids. Their children attend public school and assimilate by learning English. Over time, this assimilation process is defined by a loss of cultural difference while retaining racial differentiation. That is, learning to speak fluent English does not make our Asian phenotype and appearance go away. The second generation then grow up with a different set of cultural norms and expectations from their parents' generation. This is replicated again when the second generation have children of their own. You can observe these intergenerational family dynamics during Thanksgiving or Christmas dinner meals. When the extended family gathers, each of the three generations is really different while belonging to the same family. It is a great joy to have multiple generations that can cherish belonging together as one family. At the same time, as we all know, it is not uncommon for old tensions and frictions to come up at these same family gatherings. I call this the pressure points of intergenerational family life in the U.S. This involves both the joys and the pains of having an extended family across generations. Together, migration and intergenerational family life establish the core themes of this conference. They structure the soil in which mental and spiritual health issues arise. They also structure how we do ministry with multiple generations of Asians in the U.S. These intergenerational pressure points of Asian family life in the U.S. are not restricted to the domestic household, but extend to the household of God. Asian churches in the U.S. face a similar dynamic of joy and pain related to these intergenerational pressure points, often related to norms and expectations across the different needs, outlooks, and experiences of multiple generations. Oftentimes, what separates and divides different kinds of Asian Christians in the U.S. has less to do with the worship wars over hymns and contemporary praise songs, or even doctrinal or denominational differences, but has more to do with the intergenerational pressure points of Asian church life in the U.S. And it is important to note how these dynamics in church relate tonight to the dynamics at home. We've got some new things going on in this year's conference. Today, we will have three plenary talks given by Dr. Jessica Chen Feng, Dr. Jeannie Park Hearn, and Sharon Wada, and myself. These three plenary talks lay out a general framework understanding the mental health and spiritual needs of Asian Christians in the U.S. and focus especially on migration, loss, and family life as the soil for our care and ministry with multiple generations of Asians in the U.S. If wholeness and transformation are some of the goals of Christian ministry to Asians in the U.S., we need a wide range of tools, concepts, and language to contextualize our care and ministry for Asians in the U.S. Today's three plenary talks provide a general framework for tomorrow's three workshop tracks. Tomorrow's events are something new and a bit of an experiment. On Saturday, January 13th, our conference will host three simultaneous workshop tracks. One, spiritual formation. Two, race and discipleship. Three, leadership development. Each track has three workshops for a total of nine workshops on Saturday. All three tracks run concurrently, so it is up to the attendee to decide which track to pursue and which workshops to attend. Please note that our conference website has descriptions of each of the nine workshops, along with short promo videos by the workshop leaders that you can consult as you plan your schedule for tomorrow. And yes, you can mix and match workshops across tracks as it suits your interest. Tomorrow, I will introduce Professors Bo Karen Lee and Casey Choi, who will be hosting the spiritual formation and race and discipleship tracks respectively. Nina Laubach will be co-hosting the spiritual formation track with Bo Karen Lee. I want to acknowledge their leadership and wisdom in these specific areas. Let me open us in prayer. Let's pray. Gracious God, we thank you for this hybrid space to gather, to learn, and to discuss. We ask for your Holy Spirit to be with us and create a place and culture of respect and kindness. We pray that the presence of Jesus Christ would be manifest through today's conference and that the audience would hear you through our presentations, stories, connections, discussions, and panel discussions. We pray for new relationships and friendships to be formed and for faith leaders to come away from today's conference equipped with knowledge and empowered with skills. Gracious God, we also recognize the sensitivity behind mental health issues. As the Spirit tugs on our hearts, as we perhaps reach into the recesses of our own memories of family members, lost ones, extended kin who have suffered, who have lost, who have experienced trauma, we pray for the healing presence of your Spirit at the same time. And it's in Jesus' name that we pray these things. Amen. Wow, this is great. We are like perfectly on schedule. The Spirit of God is with us. And, you know, as a somewhat detailed-oriented Presbyterian, I'm very grateful we are on track.
Thank you for listening to the Dialogues podcast. The Center for Asian American Christianity invites you to join our ongoing conversation on Asian American identity, faith, theology, and ministry through the Dialogues magazine, the Dialogues in Asian American Theology and Ministry Public Gatherings, the annual Mental Health Conference, and the annual Asian American Theology Conference. You can find more information and sign up for our newsletter at caac.ptsem.edu.